Over the past couple of months, I've been talking quite a bit about BYOD, as many parents have struggled to find the right device for their kids to bring to school. Now, mostly I've been dealing with the older kids that needed notebook computers, but of course tablet devices still play a very important role as they are now being used from quite a young age. On the line to talk about getting the most from these devices is Shelley Gore, Senior Advisor in Telstra's Digital Inclusion Team. G'day, Shelley.
Hi there, Andy.
Now, Shelley, firstly, tell me what the Digital Inclusion Team is about at Telstra.
Sure. So the Digital Inclusion Team is all about ensuring that everybody has access to the benefits of the digital world and that no one's digitally excluded. So we want to ensure that everyone, regardless of age, income, ability or background, can access the digital world.
Okay, now Telstra has just released some research around the use of tablet devices, and it seems that plenty of these are going to be packed into school bags this year, right?
That's right. We found that 1.3 million households with school-aged children have at least one tablet, and 62% of tablet owners have specifically purchased the device for their children's education.
It's quite interesting because, of course, for older kids, many schools are saying, well, a tablet device isn't going to be right for you. But, of course, these are the older kids sort of generally from year seven and up who need the laptops. But, you know, I guess we haven't really formally talked much about the use of tablet devices in schools. But, of course, your iPads and your other tablet devices are quite popular with the primary school age children, aren't they?
That's right. And I think that's also to do with the form of the technology itself. Mm. Obviously, being screen-based, it's much easier for children to manipulate. So even in some kindergartens, as they're known in Victoria, or preschools, you do find tablet devices being used. And in classes, they might be used for things like everything from playing sort of small games during class to reinforce content that's being taught. It might be that children are recording themselves, their voices or different kinds of imagery. They might be doing interesting forms of digital storytelling where they're actually sort of capturing stories that they've written, manipulating them with digital technology and then printing them out and publishing them. They might be making art, they might be making music, and those at a more sort of advanced level might even be coding.
Right. Now, it's interesting because I guess traditionally tablet devices have been used to consume content, which is I highlight the word consume content because traditionally that's how I guess they were used in homes, you know, watching videos, reading email or news stories, just viewing photos. But of course, we're now moving into this area where we want to encourage, children to use these devices for creating content. And you're suggesting that parents need to step up and sort of get the ball rolling in that area, right?
Yeah, look, I don't think that parents necessarily know about the capacity of the digital tools that are in their children's lives. I guess they just use content in their kind of ways. They might be on social media, they might be sending emails at work, they might be exploring the internet. But they don't know that, you know, actually you can do all these fantastic forms of digital making, which really opens up richer digital experiences and new avenues for creativity and expression. So this might be, like I said, digital storytelling or making art, music and video. And then at a deeper level, digital making also involves learning about the underlying technology itself, such as learning how to code to create your own website, app or game even.
Does this mean that parents need to be experts in the technology their kids are using, or is it simpler than that for parents?
It really is simpler than that. Just as parents don't need to be sort of digital experts to advise their kids how to be safe online, they don't need to be digital experts to help their kids and to encourage their kids to explore their sort of passions through digital technology. So there's heaps of different programs out there. Quite a lot of them are free too. And so if you do a Google search, you can look up, you know, free art making apps. There's various websites that sort of host information about the kind of tools that are out there. Even programs like Minecraft, a program you might have heard of, which is a sandbox program. And for listeners, this is a kind of digital Lego without the kind of risk of tripping over blocks in your lounge room. Even that kind of game, where players place and break blocks in a 3D environment while having to mine for their own materials, that is actually a form of digital making. And if I take my son as any example, who's 5 years old, he gets so excited about telling me how he had to mine for this bit of clay and that bit of wood in order to create a fishing rod so that he could go out to catch his own fish so that he could have something to eat for dinner. So I think that's kind of teaching children that there's actually steps along the way. It's a kind of computational thinking that they're sort of having to learn about, and it's problem solving as well. Like, they're having to think, okay, I can't just open the fridge and there's like a piece of meat on my plate. They're actually having to go out into the field, while it might be a digital kind of field, but they're beginning to understand that there's sort of steps that have to take place in order to get things that you want.
So for parents, it's really looking beyond the idea that, oh, okay, let's find some new games for your iPad. Instead, seeking out some of these tools, and Minecraft is a great, gateway sort of product into that, because it's half game, and you're right, it's very much an educational and creative platform as well. But seeking out those apps that do offer just a little bit more than entertainment.
That's right, and there are plenty out there. What we know from some PwC research that was carried out last year is that 75% of the fastest growing occupations in Australia are set to require what are called STEM, which are science, technology, engineering and maths skills. And so increasing your children's digital literacy through things like coding can actually help equip them for the kind of skills that they're going to need for their futures. And so even if you scan the job ads now, you'll see more and more jobs are actually requiring digital skills. And so simply knowing how to send an email or search the web, that's great. That is an absolute basic function that I think we all need now in our jobs. But to go that step further and to actually gain that understanding of the digital technology, how to make or to remix something using that technology will really help set kids up for the kind of jobs that they might need.
And of course, as well as enabling kids with, I guess, with the right apps, I mean, it's also a good idea for parents to have some basic rules in place that encourage kids, obviously, to use these devices, but also to maintain privacy, safety, and I guess also have the right attitude, right?
That's right. And we're all about ensuring that kids are safe, smart, and responsible online. And I guess knowing the amount of time that young people are spending online these days, setting up some simple rules, agreeing some ground rules within the household is a really good way to ensure that they are safe online. I guess staying involved in your kids' digital lives is really, I think, the first step towards that. So it's not just sort of having one conversation and saying, all right, now I've told you have to be safe, but talking about keeping that conversation going over X amount of years in their children's lives is really the best way, I guess, to deal with any issues as they do come up. So some things that parents can help their children with is to ensure that before they hand over devices to their kids, now that kids are heading to school, is to help ensure that their children's devices are actually set up to maximise their safety. So ensure that they're password protected, that they lock automatically.
Yep.
If they're older children and they're on social media, to ensure that their privacy settings are turned on and as strong as they can be. To think about parental controls, they are, I guess, tools that are inherent in quite a lot of devices to help kids stay safe online. So that might be turning on things like content filters. It might be setting time of day controls so that you can be sure that your children are asleep at night rather than texting under the covers.
Yes.
So there are quite a number of things. Teaching children the value of personal information, what it is and why it's important to be careful sharing it. And I guess to encourage your kids to have some screen-free time each day, and most importantly, to turn off devices before they go to bed at night.
Definitely some really good starting points there for parents. And of course, you've also passed on to me a list of some great resources for some of those apps that parents can try out. But Shelley, any other last minute tips before you go?
Oh, look, it's just to say that parents, they don't have to be experts to encourage their kids to make the most of their digital tools and to really take the lead from their kids, to follow their kids' passions and their creativity, and you know that they can really help mould that with all the different apps and games and websites that are available out there now.
Great. Shelley Gore, thanks again for joining me on Tech Daily.
Thanks very much.